Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday, February the 2nd, 2026. What does that mean? Groundhog Day, 17 and a half minutes past the hour here, WGH Radio Talk Time. And we are all waiting to find out what the prediction is going to be this year. We've got Sean Kraft, Matt Morgan in studio with us. Bob Welsh has traveled in from Columbus, Ohio. He has the Groundhog Pizza, which will describe to us, give us our prediction moments from now. The Groundhog is here. The mystery Groundhog is here. We will all find out at 8:45 who the mystery Groundhog is. And we're so glad to have the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, with us this morning. She will be signing the prediction into fact when we get it at 8:45. Now, it's very interesting. Our first groundhog 4 years ago was James Anderson, so we have a former groundhog here. And last year, it was Mary Ellen. So we've got two former groundhogs, and the big question is, at 8:45 this morning, who will the groundhog be? Now, we're going to be talking to everybody this morning, but the first thing I want to do, kicking off the broadcast, is turn it over to Bob Welsh here. Describe the groundhog pizza and kind of how this all came to be, Bob. Tell us the story.
Well, the groundhog pizza is groundhog. It's an actual pizza, and it's made from pork sausage, groundhog. And this year, it's going to be extra special because it was actually made during a full moon, so we know we're going to get the most accurate prediction out of our groundhog. And the way it's done is we have the pizza cut into 8 pieces, and under each slice there is a prediction: early spring, 6 more weeks of winter, and the groundhog with his special skills will pick up on the correct mystical prediction, and that will be our prediction. And so far, we've been doing this now. This will be the fourth year. We have a 100% track record, and so we are, I guess, the leading groundhog in the state, maybe even the nation. So, truth prevails here, and this groundhog pizza is going to be it's slightly different. Like I said, it was made during the full moon, but we also included not only just the groundhog, the sausage, but a little bit of mushroom, a little bit of onion. So it'll be it's totally edible, and we will be partaking of it after the prediction. And so we will all have the groundhog with us throughout the year. Oh, he's Scott.
All right, Bob. Well, thank you for coming in this morning. It is going to be a lot of fun. So the Groundhog Pizza has arrived. This is part of the big celebration that we have. We also have Matt Morgan with us this morning. Matt, you've been here. This is your third Groundhog Day. Anticipation this morning and all the surprises that come along with it. What's your favorite memory in groundhog history?
Oh, well, I mean, I think it probably has to be the first one, just because I didn't really know what to expect. But, you know, we rolled up in the peanut butter and jelly truck with the with the music blaring, and it was a whole thing. I think that was I think that's, you know, pretty interesting times.
Absolutely. And by the way, it is 3 degrees, so if you're outside, boy oh boy, that is very, very harrowing at this particular point. Now, I should say that the Salvation Army's canteen truck is outside this morning, so if you are driving around Marion this morning, go outside. The Salvation Army has hot coffee and hot chocolate, and we're so glad to have them with us this morning. Mary Ellen, you were the groundhog last year. What are your memories of being the groundhog?
Well, my memories are interesting. It was fun. That's about it.
The temperature was, the soup was warm, so the temperature was not bad.
No, it wasn't. In fact, it wasn't anything like it is today.
Today has really dipped in. So most of the groundhogs, I think, this morning, well, James is going to fill us in on this because he was at Buckeye Chuck. I do know Puxatony Phil has said 6 more weeks of winter at this point. But James, what did Buckeye Chuck say this morning?
That he did not see a shadow, so a warm spring is around the corner.
So we have conflicting opinions again. Now, what is the accuracy rate on both of these famous groundhogs?
So I saw a USA people, I think they said Buckeye Chuck had 55%, but if you Google it, I guess Buckeye Chuck has 75%. And Puxatony Phil, I think it's like 35 to 40% accuracy. But we have to remember, Puxatony Phil's been doing it a lot longer than Buckeye Chuck has, because when was the first Groundhog Day? And then the late 1800s. So, yeah. So, Puxatony Phil has a little track record.
He certainly does. But I'll tell you, 6 more weeks of winter, he might be right.
I would agree. And especially with the snowstorm we had, and I've heard there's more coming. So, let's just hope Buckeye Chuck pulls through and that warm spring is coming soon.
Let's hope. Absolutely. Mary Ellen, how is the hot chocolate this morning from the Salvation Army?
Oh, it's very good.
You know, that canteen truck was here on Fruitcake Toss Night, and they do a tremendous job just giving this out for free, a great organization here in the Marion area and beyond.
Yes, that's great.
Now, James, as we do every year, our groundhog will be arriving at 8:45. It's about 22 after right now. James, fill us in on groundhogs, because we also want this to be a learning experience for people. Fill us in on groundhogs and the history of this day.
Yeah, so Groundhog Day, you know, like we mentioned, it's been around for quite some time. And, of course, we know the great Charlie Evers helped created the Buckeye Chuck tradition here in the 1970s. But, yes, groundhog tradition actually started way back in Roman times, not with groundhogs, but it actually was called Candlemas. And I don't know the deep folklore or science behind it, but to my understanding, I guess what happened was they would judge the candle on how it would angle, and then that would predict what was going to happen with their winter and spring. And then the Germans adopted that tradition, not with candles, but they used their wildlife over in Germany, hedgehogs, European badgers. But then when the Germans got over here into the United States, they wanted to keep that tradition going. And so they wanted to see, well, what kind of animals could we use? And the American badger is definitely a lot meaner than the European badger. And there's no native hedgehogs in the United States, only in Europe. But luckily, we had the groundhog. And, of course, there's the tradition of the groundhog that Puxatony Phil was running around Gobbler's Knob and apparently got under the famous stump, and that's where they started the tradition long ago. So that's kind of the history of Groundhog Day. But as I kind of mentioned in years past, you know, groundhogs are very important for our area. They provide a lot of important habitat. Their burrowing system can go at least 10 feet deep and at least 35 feet wide or more. And they make different rooms or chambers. And luckily, different types of wildlife like foxes, coyotes, snakes, chipmunks, squirrels, you name it. They need those chambers to live, through, especially in our winter conditions. So in a way, groundhogs are what's called like a keystone species. So without them, a lot of different kinds of wildlife do not have a home. So.
Very nice. Marion County naturalist James Anderson, we're so glad he's here with us this morning. Now, Bob, you've got a very interesting hat on here this morning. I've seen this hat before, but I don't remember a groundhog being on top of it. Is this a new addition this year?
A new addition. I've typically been wearing a top hat with black and white checkers around it, but I decided to go big this year since this is the 250th anniversary of the United States, and so I added a groundhog to the top of it, peeking out, you know, as he would, looking for a shadow, and I thought it would be more appropriate that way.
You know what, and I think, and it's the only hint I'm going to give, I think our groundhog this year is perfectly suited for the 250th anniversary of this country.
I agree. I had a lot of guesses earlier.
You were wrong every time, Bob.
Well, thank you for putting that out.
Well, I hate to be, I say that because we've been doing this now for 4 years, and we always allow people to weigh in on who the groundhog is going to be, and we always get a fairly good amount of guesses, and nobody in 4 years has ever guessed the groundhog. And we've had James, we've had Mary Ellen, we've had Miss Ohio, Madison Miller. Nobody has ever guessed the groundhog, and nobody guessed it this year. So it's always interesting to me, and you were trying.
I was trying.
You shot a guess early, and then when I don't want to say the tip yet, but I said something to you over the weekend, and you threw another name out there, thought you had it. You did not have it. But so when you walked in, let me say this, you did see who the groundhog was without giving anything away. Were you surprised?
I was pleasantly surprised. I thought, oh my goodness, what a fitting groundhog. And not only that, the groundhog brought his girlfriend, and I thought, wow, this is great. There's a hint.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think the groundhog is with his girlfriend right now and will return here at 8:45. Now, the only people, because Matt and Sean and Bob were in the hallway this morning, so they did get to see who the groundhog was, but James and Mary Ellen do not know who the groundhog, and Mary Ellen is angry about this, I think. Mary Ellen's not happy, and I wouldn't tell her, so I'm on the real list this morning on groundhog today.
I'm just a little disgusted.
You're disgusted this morning. Oh, no, Mary Ellen.
You won't tell me who it is.
We got to keep a secret, though, Mary Ellen. Because we want your shock when that head comes off.
Oh, okay. But, hey, I remember when the first year when he wore this suit, he couldn't sit down in it, remember?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, right.
I was too big.
James Anderson had the suit on the first year, and we thought, well, let's sit down and talk with James. And when James went to sit down, well, we realized that could not happen, James. Well, we say, what are your memories of being the groundhog? You were the groundhog year number one.
Yeah, like Mary Ellen mentioned, it was definitely interesting because, yeah, I had to stand the whole time, and every time I wanted the knee down, it felt like I was going to rip the suit. So we quickly learned that people my size are definitely not worthy of the groundhog suit.
You know, I don't know exactly how big the groundhog suit is, but, you know.
I was going to say, we also discovered when James initiated this, that the groundhog cannot pick up a piece of pizza.
Oh, that's right.
Point. Groundhogs don't have thumbs.
Yeah. Groundhogs don't. They only have a thumb, right?
No,
they don't have any thumbs. Oh, see, I was confused about. Oh, look at that. So the groundhog just has to point at the piece of pizza. Yeah. I understand. Can't pick it up. Now, Bob, for people who think that we're rigging this thing, because there has been some kind of talk about that possibly all the cards under the slices of pizza say early spring or something like that. Well, what do you say to those accusations, you know?
I did hear those accusations earlier last week, and some people saying, well, maybe he could load it with all early spring or something like that, and go, no. These are, I have them right here. These are predictions, easily separated into the two categories, early spring and 6 weeks of winter. And before the groundhogs arrive, we will put these under the slices of the pizza in alternating fashion, so it's not all spring on one side, winter on the other side. They'll be alternating, and the groundhog, with his mystical abilities, will pick up, you know, the correct piece of pizza, like he's done 100% of the time.
You know what? Well, now, I believe our groundhog, now, if I'm not mistaken, Bob, has a 100% accuracy rate.
That is correct.
I don't know how that happened, but at 100% accuracy.
Well, I think it comes from making the pizza during a full moon. I think that helps. Well, okay, and we had a full moon last night, so it was very convenient.
So you made the pizza under. Mary Ellen, did you know that this was borderline mystical, how we do this event here on Groundhog Day?
I'm amazed.
You know, this is a huge. Now, last year, Mary Ellen, your quote was great, because when you took the groundhog head off last year, you said this was the height of your career.
That's right.
Who can hit heights like that?
I know. Yeah, I'm just waiting to see who's hitting the height today.
I know.
Mary Ellen wants to know who the groundhog is, and we're going to find out in 15 minutes who it is. Now, as I said, Matt did see it this morning, did see who the groundhog was. Now, Matt, again, without giving anything away, were you surprised?
I was, yes. I think the groundhog is it's a good pick. Good pick at groundhog, yes.
And are you surprised that nobody guessed it or even came close to it?
I mean, not really. I mean, you know, you don't give any hints, and there's, you know, like 8 billion people on the Earth, so, I mean, you could guess anybody, and it'd be just as close a guess as, you know.
But they're not really all here. They would be hard to get all 8 billion people.
I understand. But even if you dial it back to Ohio, you're looking at a couple million. So, I mean...
11 and a half, that's right. So it would be difficult. But, you know, who were the guesses? I'm trying to think. I don't have the paper with me right now, but some of the guesses this year, I know Jason Schaber was on the list. The mayor was on the list. Larry Barnett was on the list.
Miranda.
Miranda McGinnis, the former auditor, was on the list. Ted Williams was on the list. So there were a lot of guesses this year as to who the groundhog might be. I can't remember the rest of them. Any you remember there, Bob?
I did guess offline one. You want me to go?
Go ahead.
Buckeye Guy.
Guess Buckeye Guy.
And, but you, since he said everything I've guessed is wrong.
We know it's that, not
Buckeye Guy. But, and I don't remember any of the other guesses from the...
There were a few other ones, but I'm trying to remember who they were, but none of them is correct. Now, Mary Ellen, do you have a guess? Now, see, we can come to you for a guess because you don't know the groundhog. Who do you think it might be?
Is he local?
No. I would say, yeah, there's definitely a local tie.
There is?
Yes.
Oh, and he's got a girlfriend.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who it is.
James, do you have a guess? Would you like to venture a guess?
I'm going to go, I know this is probably wrong, but I'm going with my boss, Dan Sheridan.
Dan Sheridan. Well, you never know. Dan Sheridan? We don't know who it's going to be, but we know there's a girlfriend, 250th anniversary of the country. Who could it be? We're going to find out in about, we're down to about 13 minutes here before the groundhog arrives. And they arrive. That wasn't on the microphone, but I'm glad that didn't make the microphone. The things that happened on Groundhog Morning. And I should mention, we'll have another hour. Everybody will stick around, and our groundhog will join us in hour number 2. So Mary Ellen can talk to the groundhog, and Bob will be here, and James will stick around, and we'll all have a conversation with whoever the groundhog is in hour number 2.
A great groundhog speech will be coming up.
Oh, I didn't know about that. Did you know about that?
I saw the papers.
Oh, well, there'll be a groundhog speech this morning. Now, that's never happened before. It's always been too cold outside to give the groundhog speech, but 3 degrees here in Marion this morning. And again, the Salvation Army truck is out back, the canteen truck. If you'd like to get a hot chocolate or a coffee, you can do that. Just swing out back here of the WGH studio, 685 Delaware Avenue, and you can get a nice, warm drink. Bob, why do you think Groundhog Day is so important to people?
Well, it's kind of the biggest holiday between Christmas and St. Patrick's Day. And so it gives people a chance to let their hair down, celebrate a little bit, you know. And it's, you know, it helps predict, you know, the weather here, you know, so all the meteorologists can help get that right for the next 6 weeks or so. And it's very important. You know, it falls, most people don't know this, it falls exactly 40 days after Christmas, you know, and so that adds to the mystical nature of the groundhog event itself. It's right in there between Christmas and St. Patrick's Day, and people just need to get out there and feel the vibrations of the groundhog.
40 days after Christmas. Now, what is the significance of that? Do we know? Just that it's 40 days after Christmas?
40 is big in the Bible. Everything's 40.
Oh, I didn't realize that everything's 40.
You know, like it rained 40 days and 40 nights for Noah, you know, and Jesus was in the desert 40 days and 40 nights, you know, and everything happened 40 days and 40 nights. You know, whenever they had a party, it was 40 days and 40 nights.
It was just always 40.
It was always 40.
40 seems like a lot, but, you know, that works for me. So 40 days, so today is 40 days after Christmas. How about that? Groundhog Day 2026. The groundhog will be arriving in just about 10 minutes. Who is under the costume? Now, Bob, what is the best understanding as to how this tradition has come about? Because you've been here for all of them.
How did the WGH tradition come about?
Yeah, our tradition.
Well, I think we wanted to help boost the groundhog appearances here in Marion. And Buckeye Chuck, you know, despite his great popularity, was kind of on the wane. So they said, let's get something, you know, that, you know, is both PETA friendly, but it is also a big boost, you know, for Marion. And so each year we've been growing in numbers and size and everything here, and now we're unveiling super groundhog this year. You know, something that's going to knock the socks off of people. You know, how we dug up this groundhog, people will be astounded.
They will be astounded, and this groundhog will be arriving in about 9 minutes here. So we are getting excited. Now, the groundhog, when this person comes in, will go to the pizza first before we take the head off the groundhog and reveal. I know. I didn't know how to say that. Before we
reveal the groundhog.
Well, the head has
expose
to come
the
off.
Groundhog.
Well, no, we don't want to expose the groundhog. Before we unveil who the groundhog is, the groundhog will point to a piece of pizza, and we will get the weather prediction of 6 more weeks of winter or an early spring. Now, last year, I believe it was 6 more weeks of winter, and we certainly did have 6 more weeks of winter.
Correct. And I hope we don't have that 6 more weeks of winter this year, because I'm tired of it already. But, you know, it is what it is. I hate to say it. I hate that saying as well. It is what it is.
Yeah,
you know, but it is what it is.
Now, what we do have in the studio is a can of Spam anymore. Now, this, or Spam this morning, this used to be a big part of Groundhog Day in Marion. I don't know when it went by the wayside, but 2020 is what? Do we know why it went by the wayside?
COVID
did away, and they've never brought the Spam back. Well, there you go. But this started, I believe, under Jack Kellogg, former Mayor Jack Kellogg. Spam sandwiches were cooked during Groundhog Day, and I believe his wife did it at that time. And they would pass out Spam sandwiches and hot chocolate on Groundhog Day morning. So we do have the obligatory can of Spam in the studio this morning. This is something we've never had. How do you feel about Spam?
Would it be appropriate if the groundhog chose 6 more weeks of winter if we threw the can of Spam at him?
Well, I don't know. You think? You might want to throw it at him after he makes a prediction like that.
Maybe he can put his head back on.
Mary Ellen, how do you feel about Spam?
Not very good.
No.
Spam and hop chocolate does not go together.
Well, Spam has a bad name.
It absolutely does. It's not, you know, it looks good on the can, but it's not something, once you open it up, it just doesn't come out right.
No, it doesn't.
Matt, feelings on Spam?
I think Spam's all right. I would never, like, I don't buy Spam, but I mean, I'd eat a Spam sandwich. If somebody offered me a Spam sandwich, I'd be like, yeah, I guess, yeah.
You would take one.
Yeah.
Have you ever had Spam?
Yeah, I've had Spam.
And you think it's good?
It's okay. It's all right.
It's kind of a cured meat.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Now, James, do we know why Spam became a part of Groundhog Day?
What I was told was because, guess what Spam is made out of?
I've heard this.
Yes, ground up pork or ground hog.
Yes.
And that's why the tradition started with that.
Now, we should also mention that for years, Groundhog Day, Buckeye Chuck, was hosted by Terry Cole. He was a big part of that for many, many years, the late Terry Cole. So it's always good to mention his name on this day as well. Who hosted the festivities this morning over at Buckeye Chuck?
Paul James.
Paul James did it over there. And it's done inside now, which I think is very interesting.
Yes, yes it is. They're in the Kennel Club back part of the Coliseum.
And the groundhog comes from Cleveland.
Yes, comes from the Cleveland Museum of Natural History.
Now, how does the prediction happen now? Does the groundhog whisper the prediction? How does it happen?
So they put him right at the edge of where the building and the outside is, and then that's where they have him out and about, and then Paul is at his station on the other side, and then he looks out really quick, and then he makes the prediction.
There we go. That's how it all happens. Mary Ellen, a very scientific process, to be sure.
Yes, that's right. I like that.
We between our pizza and that, we're about as good as the meteorologists in Columbus.
Yes.
Now, Matt, I'm going to turn the mic. Do you have something here, Bob? Oh, no, you just got the predictions. Matt, I'm going to turn this over to you for a second because I'm going to go check and see if the groundhog is coming because it's 40 minutes after the hour. So give your thoughts on this big tradition and maybe years past how cold it has been outside when we've done this. Again, 3 degrees this morning here in Marion.
Well, I mean, I certainly think that we have one of the more interesting traditions. I think everybody else just kind of copied Punxsutawney Phil. You know, we I don't know. I guess decided that wasn't the way to go about it. But no, I mean, I think it works. People are always interested to find out who the groundhog is. I mean, Mary Ellen is interested to find out who the groundhog is. So I mean, I think that, you know, it adds a level of mysticism to some level. So that makes it neat. But the weather, I don't think, has ever been this bad for ground. I mean, I wasn't here for the first one, but I mean, for the last three at least, I don't think. Well, I guess this would be the fourth. For the last two. This is definitely the coldest. But, I mean, I think it's a nice. I don't know. I think it's neat. There's not a lot of variety on Groundhog Day, so to add some variety to the holiday makes it pretty good. Oh, Scott has returned.
I have returned. We're getting close on time here. 42 minutes past the hour. The groundhog could be here any moment. Bob, are we prepared with the famous groundhog pizza?
We are prepared, and I just wanted to point out one thing about, you know, the spam. Since you missed me when you circulated the mic there. During World War II, it was very popular. You know, it was the U.S. sent spam by the ton over to England there to help relieve the situation there. And it became known as ham that couldn't pass the physical.
Is that right? I can believe that. I can believe it. So only a man with a groundhog hat could make a joke like that.
No,
Groundhog Day.
That's historic fact. That's historic humor of whatever. But you know, but
historic humor. I like it.
But that's what it was known as. You know, ham that couldn't pass the physical.
Ham that couldn't pass the physical. You know, I don't know why spam has such a bad name, but it really does.
It does. They should maybe they market under different names around the country or something like that. You know, maybe you know when it gets overseas they call it something, you know, like spectacular or something. You know,
what does spam stand for?
I think shoulder of pork in matter.
I think it's an A, not an I, but that's okay, Bob. You came close.
What's an A?
Spam.
Yes, FBAM. Shoulder pork in matter.
In matter.
And matter.
Oh, and matter. And I misunderstood. Oh, my goodness. Well, I tell you what.
I'm not a professional like you.
Well, 43 minutes past the hour here. The groundhog could be arriving at any moment. And we will find out what the prediction. I know you're shaking. You're shaking. It's nothing but nerves.
Don't ask me to operate.
Now, remember, this is a person in a full groundhog costume. Stands 6 foot tall and will be walking into this studio momentarily. Point to a piece of pizza, give us the prediction, and then we will all find out who the groundhog is.
I'm without words. It's exciting. The tension here is palpable.
The groundhog is about to come out of his lair, his home, and fill us all in on what the weather prediction is going to be for 2026.
But I do hope Marianne stays seated because she might just fall over.
I know. It's going to be so exciting when the groundhog comes in. It's going to be unbelievable.
Maybe we should put her in a chair with arms on it.
No. She's familiar. She's familiar with this person.
You might fall over. She's your
arms. No. Well, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting to be sure. And have we heard the groundhog yet? I don't hear any rustling.
Rumble. Maybe he's
I hope. Well, you never know. He could be locked out. There's no locks on the doors.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. Now, remember, the Salvation Army is outside. So, if you would like to stop outside and get a hot chocolate or a coffee, I believe is what they have out there, or maybe you just want a glass of hot water this morning, you can do that by coming to our address here, 685 Delaware Avenue. The Salvation Army canteen truck is out back this morning. So, as the anticipation rises, do you have any thoughts on what the prediction's going to be, Bob?
Well, I think there's a 50% chance it could be early spring, maybe 50% chance it could be early winter or late winter.
Ride the fence, Bob. Ride the fence. Mary Ellen, any predictions on what the prediction's going to be?
Well, I think we're going to have more winter because of the way it is out there.
Yeah. Well, last year we did have, I think the prediction was 6 more weeks of winter, and we certainly did have 6 more weeks of winter. James, do you have a prediction?
I'm going to guess with early spring around the corner.
Well, early spring, I guess we'll be hopeful with early spring right around the corner, but the groundhog will be here any moment. Remember, past groundhogs, James Anderson, Miss Ohio 2023, Madison Miller, 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, and our fourth groundhog will unveil themselves momentarily here we are getting very, very close. Now, Bob, recently you put a picture here in the studio chronicling our groundhog history.
Well, yes, I was despairing of the pictures in the studio here. Some of them just weren't arranged well. Some of them just didn't have any current history. And so I brought in one collage here of the first 3 years of groundhog and left room for an additional 1 or 2 years. And I also, brought in a collage of the Upper Crust Society, you know, and left room for the coming year as well. We'll get into that later in the year.
We'll get into that as the year goes along. Now, Bob, is the pizza ready to go?
It is ready to go. I'm standing close to it, and I'm feeling the...
But again, what is the groundhog pizza made of?
Groundhog?
No. Listen, Pete will come after you, not me. Go ahead. What's on that pizza?
I can handle them.
Oh, good luck. Good luck, Bob. Call me in about a month when your house is shaken to the ground.
It is pork sausage, classy pork sausage, some mushroom, and onion, since the groundhog's vegetarian, and just have the regular pizza, mozzarella, and sauce, and the regular crust and everything there. So it's edible, and in fact, I intend to eat some of it after the prediction is made, one, to get the mystical feeling, and two, because I haven't had breakfast.
How many slices on the pizza?
There are 8 slices.
So
four each of early spring and late winter, and they're not grouped together. They're, separated one by one. I don't know how they alternate.
Alternating.
Yes.
Okay. Every other.
That way, it's not like the groundhog is going to go to one side or the other. It'll be equal, and he will have the mystical powers of picking the correct piece.
All right. Now, 48 minutes past the hour here. The groundhog is a little late this morning. Could be hung up because of the temperatures. But Matt, is the groundhog on its way?
In the building.
The groundhog is now in the building.
Oh my God.
Just like Elvis leaves the building, the groundhog is in the building. We'll find out momentarily. You know, people think he's still hanging around. Mary Ellen, the excitement in this room is so heavy, you could cut it with a knife. Are you excited?
Of course.
And again, the groundhog is... You haven't seen it this year. You haven't even seen the groundhog itself.
Not at all.
When it walks, it's about to walk in.
I know. I can't wait.
The groundhog is entering the studio here. Bob, come on the other side of me. Stand over here, Bob. Groundhog is here. Now, groundhog, don't speak anything yet. The groundhog has arrived in the studio. Come right over here, Bob, or groundhog. And Bob, no, leave the head on. Don't take the head off, groundhog. Because we have to pick the piece of pizza before we take the head off here. Groundhog, come around here with me so we can get this on video. All right, the groundhog is going to pick a piece of pizza. We'll get our weather prediction, and then we are going to unmask the ground. Just point to a piece.
Right away. Wait.
He points. Okay,
This one here?
Right, okay.
All right,
the groundhog has picked a piece of pizza. We're going to get the weather prediction. Bob, and our weather prediction is...
Should we have Mary Ellen read it? Or?
Yeah, Mary Ellen can read the prediction. What is our prediction, Mary Ellen?
Early spring!
Yay! Oh my goodness. Now, it has come to the moment, 49 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time, we are going to find out who the groundhog is. Now remember, first groundhog, James Anderson, second, Miss Ohio 2023, Madison Miller, last year, 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, and this year, with the 250th anniversary of our country coming up in July 4th, our groundhog is... Take your head off and reveal yourself, groundhog. It is President Warren G. Harding who got up out of the grave this morning and came over here to appear with us. President Harding, how are you?
I'm just wonderful. Now everybody knows what the G stands for in Warren G. Harding. Warren Groundhog Harding.
Did you see your shadow?
Yeah. No.
President Harding, what was it like to come in this morning and suit up in the groundhog costume?
Well, it was a real honor to be chosen to be the mystery groundhog this time. And I'm going to issue a presidential proclamation that spring is just around the corner. We will not have 6 more weeks of winter. Yeah.
How, you know, at 3 degrees this morning, how is it to be in the groundhog costume? Have you stayed warm?
I have. This thing is amazingly warm, almost hot. I had to stay outside in the zero weather just to feel comfortable. Make you realize how difficult that must be to actually be a groundhog.
Absolutely. Very warm this time of year. Now, President Harding's going to stick with us here. We've got a whole nother hour, and we're going to talk with him about Groundhog Day and being the groundhog. But, Bob, what is your reaction? The groundhog, President Warren G. Harding.
I am flummoxed. I could not have predicted a better groundhog, a more appropriate groundhog, and you know, I think this is the way to kick off the whole America 250, you know, season. And I would expect that this groundhog to be one of the, you know, the Marion top four celebrities when they get around to celebrating it each month here.
Absolutely should be. Mary Ellen, President Warren G. Harding, would you have ever guessed in your life that that's who the groundhog would be?
Well, no, I didn't guess it, you know.
Do you feel it lived up to the excitement of all?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's great.
Yeah. The first president we've ever had in a groundhog costume.
I know, and he looks good.
He does look good. Yeah. And President Harding's going to stick around here with Mary Ellen and the rest of us here, and we're going to have a conversation next hour, so we don't want you to go anywhere. We've got 8 minutes left, so if you are just tuning in, early spring is the prediction, and the groundhog was President Warren G. Harding. Now, we're just about, I don't even know if we're a quarter mile from the Harding Memorial. Does it feel like home here in Marion, President Harding?
It does. It's always a pleasure to be back in Marion and be among so many friendly faces. It feels like home. You know, Washington doesn't have a lot of friendly faces.
And you know something, President Harding, the groundhog has always been named for you, Warren Groundhog Harding. In the honors of your life, where does this fit?
Well, this is right up there. It's right up there with the day I dedicated the Washington Monument. It's right up there with the day that I dedicated the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. It's right up there with the day that I was inaugurated. It's an honor beyond all honors.
You know, that is wonderful, because last year Mary Ellen said this was the height of her career. Now, do you put it there, President Harding?
Oh, absolutely. This is as fine an honor as anyone can ever achieve in a lifetime.
You know, Mary Ellen, this has kind of taken a political twist in the last couple years. The former Treasurer of the United States and now the former President. You know, it's politics on Groundhog Day.
Yes, right. And I'm interested in who it's going to be next year.
Yeah, who will it be next year? Where will the turn take? Now, President Harding, what are your thoughts on President Harding overall?
Well, he was president before I was born, and of course, being from Marion, everybody was very excited about his presidency, and so that's the way it was.
You know, and we also should mention that this past year, Mary Ellen had a room dedicated at Harding High School for her. The community room is now the Mary Ellen Withrow Community Room at Harding High School.
Yes, right. It's very nice. Yeah.
Very nice, and a sign right outside the door. President Harding, it's awful nice to have a former treasurer from Marion, Ohio, treasurer of the United States, with her own room in your school.
It's a real honor to be able to dedicate a space in the school to Mary Ellen and her illustrious career.
Now, President Harding, what do you have planned for us in the next hour?
Well, I know you've got some time in the show to discuss things that are going on. We can talk about groundhogs. We can talk about Washington politics. We can talk about groundhogs in Washington.
Groundhogs in Washington. Can you name a groundhog in Washington, President Harding? Who would you call a groundhog in Washington at this particular point?
Well, I would probably, at this point in my career, say Charles Forbes.
Oh, now let people know who Charles Forbes is.
Well, Charles Forbes is the fellow that was on my cabinet, and I appointed him to serve as head of the new Veterans Bureau. But as Charles was executing his duties to have hospitals and clinics built on behalf of veterans everywhere, of great benefit to the country, we found out, I found this out through Dr. Sawyer, that what he was doing was pocketing bribes from contractors. It's like, here, I'll give you $100,000 in cash if you let me build this hospital, that kind of thing. So he actually, Charles Forbes wasn't a groundhog. He was a rat.
He was a rat.
Mary Ellen, who would you call a groundhog in Washington at this particular point?
I have to think about that for a little bit. You're asking me a fast question.
You know, and we have 3 minutes left in this hour, but don't forget, we're going to take a 15-minute break, and then we're going to come back with Mary Ellen, President Harding, Bob's going to stick around, James is going to stick around, and we're going to talk more about groundhogs, and maybe we'll talk about some politics then and now, and all the things that we celebrate on this day, Groundhog Day 2026. Remember, the prediction was an early spring, and the groundhog's identity was President Warren G. Harding.
And don't forget, we have a presidential proclamation declaring an early spring, so that'll make it happen.
So we have a proclamation coming up.
Oh, that, well, there's a, it's a presidential it's a presidential signature on an official document that makes it certain that we will have an early spring.
Oh, this is going to be good. This is going to be well worth the time. Mary Ellen, would you like to sign our prediction this year?
Yes.
That's our final bit. We sign it into fact. You got a pen there, Matt, so we can sign the prediction, Mary Ellen, right now. Now, don't forget, Mary Ellen Withrow's signature is in the Guinness Book of World Records, signing more currency than anybody else in the history of the world. How about that? Mary Ellen is placing her signature on the prediction early spring right now, and then it will become effect.
So once she signs it, it'll be currency and we can spend this?
I don't know if you can. Well, you can try. You don't ask me to bail you out of jail later on when you try to spend that.
Well, like if it's like worth 98 cents, can we get a dollar at places?
Mary Ellen, for the fourth year now, you have affixed your signature to the prediction, and we all hope that maybe an early spring is around the corner.
Yes, that would be great.
It would be a wonderful thing. It's Groundhog Day 2026 here. We're going to break in about 90 seconds, and we're going to come back with President Harding. We're going to come back with Mary Ellen Withrow. We're going to come back with Matt and James Anderson and Bob Welsh. Bob wants to eat a piece of this groundhog pizza. So all that will be happening, and we'll come back and discuss everything going on in the world, a show you're not going to want to miss here on WGH Talk, and a presidential proclamation concerning Groundhog Day.
It makes it official. It's not just a rumor. It's official when it's a signed presidential proclamation.
Absolutely. All right. We're going to take a quick break here on WGH Talk. Don't you dare go anywhere. We'll be back. Happy Groundhog Day, early spring, and Warren Groundhog Harding this year was Warren G. Harding. Back after this.